Cold Lake. The Cold Lake High School football team, the Royals, have kicked off the fall season with both a win and a loss. After losing an exhibition game on September 8 in Lloydminster, the team was determined to get better for their first regular season game, which was at home on September 15 against the Wainwright Commandos. The Royals responded well, as they blew Wainwright out with a dominant 44-0 victory. "We came out really hard, we wanted the win because we lost our exhibition," said defensive back Jonathan Brown, number 85 with the Royals. "We came out with passion. We came out tough to beat. Everybody did their job, everybody worked together, and it was a good team effort." Brown and his defensive teammates had a stellar night, stifling Wainwright's offense all game. His linemate Cale Rozelle had two interceptions to lead the defensive side of things. Coach Kelly Johnson was just as enthused with the team's effort. "I think our hard work in the preseason really paid off for us. We've had two full exhibition games and a jamboree, and I think we were more organized and prepared than past years for the first league game. Especially our special teams and our offensive execution. Some of our highlights of the game was Cale Rozelle and Tristan Sr. on defense both played extremely well. Mikel Alibi LeBlanc had an incredible game with three touchdown catches." Royals vs. Raiders. The Royals' game against the Holy Rosary Raiders on September 22 didn't go as smoothly. The team struggled from the get-go and failed to find their footing in the 41-3 loss. "It was a tough game, we definitely didn't play that good, it was a hard matchup," said Brown. "I think we could have done better, but we just weren't in the mindset. It was a major step down from last game, but we just have to leave it in the past and keep going forward." Coach Johnson's thoughts on the game were similar, citing a need to have a stronger finish after a start that initially looked to be a close matchup. "We didn't have the team prepared well enough," said Johnson. "We started the game very flat. The defense bent but didn't break in the first half. It was only 4-0 at the end of the first quarter. Then we had a few coaching mistakes that cost us some momentum. We will definitely have the team better prepared for our next game against Bonneville." Off to Bonneville on September 30. Johnson says the Royals will be prepared for their next matchup in Bonneville on September 30, against the Voyagers. "The Lakeland battle, our team is always fired up for the Bonneville game. We don't have to do much to get the team excited this week. They know most of the opposing players and have a good rivalry with them. It should be a very exciting game," said Johnson. "The key to bouncing back is simple for Johnson. We will need to execute on offense, hit on defense and take care of the ball on special teams." On October 5, another Lakeland match will take place as the St. Paul Lions travel to Cold Lake to take on the Royals.